Track 11. Ballparks around the world.
Hello, everyone. I would like to thank the public library for inviting me to speak tonight. And I would like to thank all of you for attending. Okay, well, my name is Jill Smithson, and my two sons and I are obsessed with baseball. Last year, I took 3 months' leave from work, and my sons and I went on a trip around the world. We traveled from country to country visiting famous ballparks. I'm thrilled to share our photos and describe some of the highlights of our trip to you today. We started our journey in our hometown of New York City. This photo is of a plaque marking the day Yankee Stadium opened. The date is April 18, 1923. Which was the day of the first game ever played in Yankee Stadium. Some of the best baseball players in history have played at Yankee Stadium. In the 1920s, Babe Ruth played here and set the record for hitting the most home runs in one season. Yankee Stadium is the third oldest ballpark in the United States, and it's showing its age. Construction began in 2006 for a new Yankee Stadium. It opens in 2009. Our next stop was Japan. We traveled to Kobe's Koshien Stadium. American baseball stadiums really influenced the design of Koshien Stadium. It opened in 1924, just 1 year after Yankee Stadium. It's the oldest stadium in Japan. Right now, they're renovating Koshien Stadium. Here's a photo of the model for the new stadium, which is expected to open in 2010. It will have a modern roof without posts to support it. My sons and I are looking forward to going back to Japan in a few years to see the new stadium. After our visit to Japan, we went to the Dominican Republic to watch a game at the Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo. Estadio Quisqueya was the smallest ballpark we visited. It has a seating capacity of about 14,000. Compare that with Koshien Stadium and a seating capacity of 55,000. Estadio Quisqueya was built in 1955. Here's a photo of its bright lights shining at night. Before this stadium was built, all the games in the Dominican Republic were played during the day. But once they erected this modern stadium, they could play night games under the lights. Fans here are really passionate about baseball. We had a great time watching the game at Estadio Quisqueya. The crowd was so enthusiastic. And that's it. Of course, I have many more pictures and stories from our trip, but those are the highlights. My sons and I had a great time visiting ballparks all over the world, and I hope you enjoyed hearing about it. You know, we noticed something interesting on our trip. The same sport is played in all of these ballparks, but it always felt different. The stadium, the fans, the food, the sounds, they all come together to create a unique experience in each place. Thank you, everyone. Good night.